Yes, we thank you, Jesus, for your precious name, and what peace and rest and power all given in that name. Lord, we thank you so much that it says, grace and peace be with you. Thank you that you are all the grace that brings all peace. Lord, let us rest in it today. And there's a life out here this morning that doesn't know you as Savior. Even right now, let him call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Just call out. Oh, just call on that name. Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Savior. And it said, and ye shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you for that precious love wherewith we are loved. Thank you, Father, for that wonderful Lamb that you had be nailed to that cross, Lord God, that took all my sin. And just to say, Jesus, I believe, that's what pleases you. Now, Lord, as we go on to more pleasing, it's just to believe your Son. Yes, the Word. And oh, how powerful it is, anointed by the Spirit. We thank you for the anointing here today, because we gather in Jesus' name. And your Son is all the anointing. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Praise God. You'd open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy. We'll be right there today. And thank God again for his love and mercy. And we'll be in the second chapter to begin, precious verse. And this is Paul as he is getting ready to depart, encouraging the younger precious brother of like precious faith, Timothy, to carry on as the Lord has encouraged Brother Paul's heart that, again, these are the seeds, this is the watering. Give him all the counsel of God, and all bring the increase, praise his name. So in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. That means have zeal. Dedicate. Be encouraged to show thyself approved or pleasing unto God. Isn't that wonderful? See, God is so thrilled with the desire. And again, it all comes from him. But the desire, the zeal to study, to know the Word of God, that's pleasing to God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully dividing the Word of truth. Praise God. And the Lord hit me with this as we came off another one of, again, the Lord-given glorious camps. So many filled. How wonderful. And somebody asked, we never keep track of numbers, but I know it was north of 20 and quite a bit north, and thanking God. But even that, how many were refueled and running over in the Spirit that it may be had been years. And I pray to God it won't be years now. It'll just be hours. As we be putting on our clothes and driving to work. That's a wonderful time for the Spirit just to praise the Lord through your precious lips that he's given you. But God's good. And we were reminded up there about the infilling of the Holy Ghost. That the filling is not for a feeling. Did you hear that? It's a wonderful feeling, don't get me wrong. But the filling, the infilling of the Holy Ghost is not for the feeling. The infilling of the Holy Ghost is not just for that moment. The infilling of the Holy Ghost is not just for the beautiful, incredible love language that he gives us. No, the Word of God tells us that the infilling of the Holy Ghost is to set you on fire in the depth and the knowledge and the height and the length and the breadth and the width of the love of God for you. Amen. And the ability to have the full capacity of understanding. As Jesus said, and that Holy Ghost is in you. He'll guide you. He'll lead you into all truth. All of it. Praise God. And not as a know-it-all. In all truth of the proposal, if you'll want it, that Jesus Christ wants you to be his bride. It'll bring you into the growth of love in your life to knowing, filled with the love of God, to have you a readiness to win Christ Jesus as bridegroom. Again, maybe more simply stated, the Holy Ghost gives us the ability to understand all truth and be filled with all love So much so that we're ready for the wedding. Amen. And not ready for a wedding as guests, but you, me, ready as the glorious bride herself. Amen. Now, that is just what this verse is all about. It's so amazing. He said, now, brother, how do you get all of that in? Well, it's just what the Holy Ghost does. And in that rightfully dividing the word of truth, that dividing, that's also adding. It's not just taking things apart, it's adding it all together. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. He brings all the word of God together, and he paints, praise God, that wonderful Paul's gospel in all its splendor. And not for you to see afar off anymore, he paints it all in here. Get you ready, praise God, is the masterpiece. But brothers and sisters, this is what this verse is all about. It lets love. It's encouraging to let love cause you to want to know him. See, love causes you to want to know him. How does he draw you? He draws you in love. Amen, he does. He doesn't draw you any other way. You're not going to come in discipline. You're not going to come in religious fashion. You're not going to come and draw to him because you are just such a good guy. Because there is none that seek after him. There's none that doeth good. It must be by his Spirit, saith the Lord. And there's nothing more that he wants to do than to draw you. But know that the way that he draws you is in love. And he wants you to be drawn and let that love cause you to be drawn to know him more. And the reason why we say love is because earlier in the first chapter of this same 2 Timothy, Paul was chastening Timothy. He said, son, in this first chapter, he said, son, you've got faith. You've got that wonderful, most holy faith. You know the message, brother. You know this high calling of God in Christ Jesus message. But you are neglecting the power of the love in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You say, well, brother, how do you know that? Let's go back and read from chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. Paul says to him, to Timothy, oh, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Let me tell you something, that's some wonderful faith. That's some precious, mighty faith of the deep things of God. Which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also. There were some fully purposed saints there. Amen. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Praise God. See, Paul came back at him, and he said, now, son, back here in this first chapter, before we get to where we're at in our verse about studying to show thyself approved and that zeal, he's right back there in the first chapter talking about that love. He said, Timothy, it's that love, it's that gift, praise God. See, Timothy was already saved when Paul met him. This wasn't speaking of anything about salvation. He knew that he was brought up in the truth of even the deep things of God by his grandmother and his mother. He knew the word of God. And Paul had prayed with Timothy to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost to bring that wonderful knowledge and revelation of Paul's gospel to him, because he needed that Holy Ghost. But we see that Paul comes back at him and he says, oh, Timothy, you got to stir up that gift that was given to you by the laying on of my hands. And yes, that was when Timothy was filled. But Timothy at this point in the first chapter, he was waning in the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Most likely, yes, it had been a long time. Put it together. Why did Paul go on to say, I'm glad I speak more than ye all? And I know that that was one of the reasons, one of the reasons Paul percolated along like he did and not get defeated as he went along, as he ran that precious race to win Christ. But what he was saying here, it's been a long time, too long, Timothy. And the love and the power and the excitement and the joy and the devotion is lagging from your life because you fear. You fear, honey. You're beginning to fear what's, and Paul goes on about what's happening to Paul, the persecution and all the things that Paul's about to face. And Timothy needed that love power rekindled for the studying to be effectual. Did you hear that? The love power had to be a stirring for the studying to be effectual. Never forget, studying without love profits nothing. It'll just be here. It won't be stirring in here. It won't have the power of the performance of the Holy Ghost doing it. That's why the Holy Ghost gives the joy first. Think about that. Before we can be led into all truth, you have to have the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Before he's going to take you on, you've got to have love power. You've got to have the beginning of the love of God shed abroad in your heart. There's got to be that zeal that only the Holy Ghost can bring to say, oh Lord, I'm starting to pant after your word. There's a spark that you've put in me. Hallelujah. More than that, it's the power of your might. It's the infilling first. Then comes all the understanding. I was thinking it like this, and maybe it's just me, but I said, it's kind of like falling in love at first sight. And then I'll get to know you. And then to know you is to love you even more. But that's how, I'm telling you. Whether she likes it or not, that's how it happened to me with my wife. I saw her and it was like, I'm in love. I don't know why. Seen a lot of pretty things before, but that one I'm in love with. You don't think the Holy Ghost does it any differently, do you? Because you don't know. Those little 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 11-year-olds that got filled, they don't know. But they got love now. Oh, yes, they do. They've got a power from up on high to now go after all truth. Now, that's exactly what Paul is getting after here. And that is what is so vital to all of us. But especially, and I pray that these moms and dads and these young people, quite a few of them have already left, that were filled up at camp. The infilling is wonderful. It's essential. It's marvelous. But now make it count of what it is all about. Amen? See, that's what most Pentecostals miss. It becomes this wonderful, fervent feeling, this emotion, this happening. But then the true intent of what it is all for, the purpose of God, the perfect will of God is missed. And that's why Paul doesn't just say to Timothy, now Timothy, you just go stir up that gift now of the Holy Ghost. You get excited and you get out there and you just pray and worship. And he just left him out there like that? No, he didn't. Because he knew what would happen with Timothy after that. That would eventually burn out. There's got to be the wooing that goes along with that all the time. And that's where the truth comes in. That's where the Holy Ghost, it's not just in the love shed abroad there. It's in the love shed abroad in the ministering of the truth. And yea, the deep things of God. See, they were filled at Pentecost. But what hit them shortly thereafter was Paul's gospel. Isn't that amazing? See, they were primed with the love, and then came the message. They were primed with the love, and they knew that something was coming. Yes, the bridegroom, hallelujah, that message was coming. And it was brought through the Apostle Paul, the chief of sinners, showing that it was the magnificent grace of God, the only thing that was going to do that. And there was the follow-up of Brother Paul with that message. The one who had persecuted Christians. The one who the disciples feared was coming after them to kill him. He was coming after them now with the message of the ages. Jesus is going to have a bride. Isn't that something? Do you see how perfect the Word of God is? It never misses a beat. It's always in perfect order. because it's Him. And the love, the capacity has to be given before the understanding can begin. And that's exactly the necessity for the infilling. The power of the Holy Ghost is now to bring Paul's gospel, the message of Jesus Christ and His bride, to you. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So now this wonderful infilling is to go on to study, to know Him, the proof of the love of God alive in our lives. See, this isn't to go on here and he says, now you study to show yourself approved. I've heard people, well, you know, brother, I've read through this Bible 50 times. I've got the 3-month course working now and we're going to zip through it this time. I appreciate however Christ is preached, but I'll tell you what, I want to preach it in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, this comes by studying and encouragement, a zeal, again, through the Holy Ghost, to hear and listen to love letters. See, that's what happens with the Holy Ghost. He turns the Word of God from, again, even a father, from a friend, from a son, that now you hear it with the ear of a lover. It's the truth, isn't it? And as you read through this, as you are wooed along in the bridal message, you begin to hear the bridegroom's voice through every scripture, every passage. It's tremendous. Oh, I've heard ones tell me, oh, brother, that's not in there. Okay. I guess you weren't at this table. That's your table. I want to hear Him speak to me line upon line and verse upon verse and precept upon precept and intimacy upon intimacy. And I want to go back and I want Him to read those love letters again and again and again to me. Amen. But see, this is to know Paul's epistles, to make it your own. That's what this, again, the Holy Ghost does through this study. And to know the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, to know the vocation, the calling, the high calling wherewith we are called to run to win Christ. And brothers and sisters, it is imperative. And the Word of God makes it known. It was just as Paul, as he told those Galatians, read your Bibles, know your Bibles, rejoice in what you know in your Bible. Paul said to those Galatians, preach no other gospel. If I come back to you and I tell you I've got some great revelation, I've got some new truth, I'm accursed. Get me out of there. Do not let me speak. What God has given me in this dispensation of Christ and His bride, it's everything. It's everything. It's the exceeding riches of the ages to come in His kindness. Amen, it is. It's that message. Praise be to God. Now, He told him, I'm about one thing. Isn't that something? I love it. The one thing. The one thing, the whole counsel of God. The one thing, the word of His grace that builds up the masterpiece. The one thing that sets you so far apart with the Lord. Oh, there were a lot of altars, if you ever remember that, about what they were sacrificing there. I'll tell you what, I'm beginning to see the wedding altar. How about you? Yeah. See, here's an altar up here, and there's a preaching going on right now, but, you know, they get this pulpit out of here in a couple weeks, and this becomes a wedding altar. Amen. Oh, pastor's just gone. It's okay. I'm not coming back by the grace of God. I want you to know that. But see, that's what he's saying here. That's what Timothy study. You want to be a Timothy at heart? This is what Timothy study. This is the zeal of the heart of a Timothy that take, praise God, the mantle from Paul and go on with that double portion, praise His name. But that's just it, brothers and sisters. We must have teachers and pastors to show us this. And I'm going to tell you something, those teachers and pastors are very hard to find. They are. I talk to people all the time. There's a sweet lady up at camp. She received the infilling of the Holy Ghost. She's going to go back to school. One of the precious, most precious things I ever hear to my heart. Where can I hear this when I go back home? See, only God can do that. It's a quickening going on. And I wish I could tell them, oh, it's here, it's here, it's here, it's there. I don't know many places. But the Bible said it would be like that. There's a famine for the Word of God. People will not endure sound doctrine. They don't want to hear these things. They think this is just foolishness. And I'm talking about Christians. That's just too much, man. That's just too heavy. I don't want it any other way. I'm so thankful to God. I want all of Him. I don't want just a little bit. I love the good. I love the acceptable. But I want the perfect will of God. And I know it's the grace of God that's already given it. Do you see what I'm saying? I can't earn it. It's a gift. It's already been given. It's laid out. And we're just to walk in it, just to believe it, to have this zeal that Paul's telling Timothy, honey, now stir up that gift. Get that Holy Ghost just in you. And learn and study and apply and hear and fellowship, gather with those of like precious faith. Amen. But I'll tell you what, if you are in a meeting that preaches the truth, get into it. And the much the more as you see that day approaching, the Word of God tells us that. Don't settle for less. Ones that live out of town don't have a meeting. I'm so thankful to God that He's faithful. But one of the faithful things He's done, He's given us a website. And that's a faithful thing. Praise be to God. I encourage you. And I'm thankful to God for the ministry of Him and of Paul's gospel. Thousands of lives are touched every week, every single week, from that wonderful website and the messages that come across there and the readings and things. These people read and they send back and the Philippian horses are running. They're running. Hallelujah. Not as one that beats the air with full purpose to win Christ Jesus as bridegroom. But see, without teaching, without understanding of Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, it's never going to happen. The Holy Ghost in the infilling was just an experience. And that life completely misses the purpose of the ability of why the power was given of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that a shame? That's why I know many have already gone back. Some are going back to their homes and things of that nature. But brothers and sisters, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow in the knowledge of Paul's gospel. As he's telling Timothy here, as he told the Galatians, as he told the Corinthians, as he told the Ephesians, as he told the Colossians. This is the gospel. This is the gospel to be ready to meet the Lord in the air with the first trump. Amen. Parents, I talk to them. Well, brother, I don't know where to start. And I'm talking about even ones that have already picked up their kids and said, oh, I understand this. I see. Where to start? Well, pray. But as I said, too, I thank God. And I'm not trying to promote anything. I'm trying to encourage people to get the truth. Recently on the internet, we've put up Paramount Truths. The Lord encouraged my heart to put that together. It's right on the front page of the website. It's a 14-page document. And it's not even 14 full pages. But it takes you through the paramount truths of the Word of God. They're all paramount, don't get me wrong. But specifically to prime you, to see these things by the grace of God, to assist you, then to go in and to have that appetite and say, okay, Spirit, now open it up. But it's there. For the kids as well, too. See, I'm telling you, I deal with folks all the time. I go out there and I preach their funerals. I do their weddings. But especially at funerals, that time when it's tender. They know the Lord is Savior, but they don't know the truth. And they're floundering, and it hurts to see that. They have kids and things that need to hear the Word of God. But they take them to churches where it's climbing walls, and we have luncheons and picture shows, and we'll see a good movie, and Daddy and Mommy get with a group, because that's how they grow churches, and we'll get a book. Just being honest. I'm telling you like it is. Do you want wood, hay, and stubble, or do you want gold, silver, and precious stone? And I tell these parents, you see youth on the top of our website? Click it. Next one, children's church. Click it. There's 40 lessons that we take by God's grace going on right now at this time downstairs. 6-year-olds through 12-year-olds. You know that paramount truth that I was saying is the 14-page document? It's really the same stuff, but just maybe more of a little cookie on a shelf. Is it worth it to your home? But yet we put it off, we get to that point, and then it's complete desperation. I don't know what else to say, except as the Word of God says, we're without excuse. Amen. They're hard things to be said, but they need to be said. We need to wake up, amen? And then you know what? You go on, you get into some study books, you listen to sermons, but without being taught by those who know and live the bridal message, how are you ever going to hear if you don't have a preacher? And I'm talking about a preacher or a teacher that knows the whole counsel of God and lives it and loves it. Not just somebody that can tell you with just exciting words or get you into a place with something sizzling, sensational that moves your emotions for a moment. Let me tell you something. As a child of God, God's going to bring it on. He's going to bring you to places. And especially as you're hearing the whole counsel of God in Paul's gospel. He didn't give you that for nothing. He heard your words. I love that scripture. He heard you say, I will go. Well, when he hears you say, I will go, he's come for those words, he says. Thank you, Lord. But I don't want it to be some haunting thing to people's lives. By the grace of God and in tune with the things of God, it's the most joyous thing there could ever be. When he hits you with trials that are so far beyond you, that you know are strange, but you don't think them strange. Because you know the Word of God and you see it working in your life. As opposed to be hit by a wave and saying, oh, we're done. It's all over. It's just like those kooky ones that get out in the water. Woo, let's do it again. You don't believe that was Brother Paul? When he'd be encouraged in the Holy Ghost. Those brothers there in the prison that had been beaten. Yeah, there was a little murmuring going on, but whoa, about midnight. Oh, you know what, brother? I remember when we start singing and praising God, things started shaking up and it broke it all down, didn't it? Let him do that over and over in your life. Know it right here. Oh, brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, may we humble ourselves to the Word of God. It's all right here. The way, the truth, and the life. And that's the truth. Your way, my way. Your path, my path. How we're going to get it done another way. Because we're so gifted. Because we're so holy. Because we're so knowledgeable. Above everybody else that could ever teach me anything in the Word of God. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, wake up. God's appointed pastors. God's appointed teachers. And I'm telling you, you buck up against his way, your pride will always fall short of full glory. Always will. It'll never be any different. And you know what? I'm not ashamed of the power of God. because it's His power, it's not mine. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it's His power, it's not mine. And by the grace of God, I will not hold back. By the grace of God, as He encourages us to humble ourselves. Know-it-alls miss God's best just as much as those that are slothful, that don't want to read the Word of God. So we pray, amen? There's a lot in this sermon, but I'll let God take it from here with you alone. He's faithful. He's faithful. But we must be willing. We must be willing. And willing to go His way. Because there's no other way. There's no other way into the midst of the throne of ruling and reigning jointly with Him but Paul's gospel. It's the truth. There's no other way except the way that Paul encourages Timothy. Timothy, this is the way. And I do. I ask the Lord daily for myself, and I impress upon your heart. Ask Him to let this be the one thing in you too. As for me and my family, we're going to live if by any means I might attain. As for me and my family, it's going to be, if by any means, it's going to be the place of the bride. It's going to be His glory descending. It's going to be a joint heir for eternity, the Lamb's wife. Study to show thyself approved. Amen? Study to show thyself approved. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank You. And we so appreciate Your voice. We so appreciate the ears that You have given us to hear You. Lord, every life here today, You've brought us to hear You. Lord, You are wrapping things up. Your love will not let us go, but You will never force us. God, as Timothy was stirred by Paul, Timothy, this isn't time to play around. This is the calling, son, wherewith we are called. To the bride, to ruling and reigning, to glorified together with Jesus Christ. Wake up, son. Yes. Stir up that gift that is in you. Notice He didn't say with you. He said in you, Holy Ghost. And get zealous. Get a desire, Timothy. And study to show thyself pleasing. Because a wedding is coming. In Jesus' name, praise God.